The former workers, who were dismissed last year in unclear circumstances, are owed salaries backing date to 2014. They have braved the rains and the scorching heat to drive their point home. The ex-employees have formed an organization called Former GMB Workers Union. President of the union, Stephen Machaya, told Studio 7 they will only leave the GMB premises only when their grievances have been addressed.
We are not dispersing. We have not yet moved. We have not yet changed our positions. We told them that we want our full salary arrears so that we can disperse from this place. These part payments don't make sense to us, and they are only made when we come here. So we no longer want to come here. So we've just decided to stay here until we've been paid our full salary arrears. Yes, they just deposited these $310 into our account without our consent. I'm saying we are not going anywhere. But they just paid those $310 without our consent. We told them point blank that we need our full salary arrears. Because those party payments are only made when we come here. If you don't come here, those party payments are not being done. So we no longer want to come here. We just want to be here this last time. So that's why we want our full salary arrears.
Machaya claimed that GMB was peddling falsehoods following a statement the company released Tuesday, alleging that it has been paying the workers a monthly allowance of $300 since their dismissal.
That's not true. That's not true. If it was the case, it wouldn't be here. Because right now, it's now 7 months down the line after our contract has been terminated. If what they are saying is true, it means they should have paid us more than 7 times or even 7 times. So I think for them to prove their case, it's very simple. They should just prove how many times they should prove that they say that. Not true. They are lying. They are misleading the nation.
Stella Rangwani, another former worker, said it has been tough staying in the open and small tents for the past 2 weeks.
The situation is very tough right now. It's raining. We are here for all our dues. We went before. We were not paid since 2014 till now. So we just need our money to our families. They had nowhere to go. Our properties were thrown out by our landlords. So we just need our money. The management is still ignorant. No response at the moment.
She urged the government to intervene, noting that some families camping at the GMB headquarters have children who are too young to understand what is going on. Philip Samanja, another former worker, told Studio 7 they have been locked outside the GMB premises, and as a result, they now do not have access to ablution and water facilities.
I think the issue is not a matter of concern.
We are here as former GMB employees to get all our monies owed to us. We are camped outside the premises because they are not allowing us inside. They are locking their gates for us. We tried to engage with them, but they do not want to listen to us and our needs. Until they give us our dues, we are here to stay. We are surprised that they have actually spoke to the media about the $310 they deposited into our accounts as if we agreed on it.
In a statement, GMB said they had no resources to pay the former workers and also acknowledged that the disgruntled former employees were expected to disperse after receiving $310 each that was paid on February the 16th while the organization was looking for more funds. The former workers are owed about $4.7 million in net salary arrears. GMB also claimed that they have been paying the former workers outstanding monthly salaries. The former workers have dismissed these claims as wishful thinking. A coalition of human rights organizations, the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, has also released a statement calling upon GMB to respect the Zimbabwean constitution, which clearly states that every person has the right to fair and safe labor practices and to be paid a fair and reasonable wage. The organization further urged GMB management to constructively engage the former workers as a matter of urgency in order to find an amicable solution to the crisis. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.